Yeah, this is really what it's about. And you know what? You got 15 games left, and this is what you would hope that you'd be at. You know, both teams are in a position where they can make a statement to themselves and maybe use that as a springboard to jump ahead and stay ahead, you know. So it's a big game, but I mean, it's funny, I was talking to somebody this morning and he said, I used to play with a coach where he said that this is the biggest game because it's the next game, and the next game is now the biggest game. So I don't think the biggest game is a statement that we use. We know the implications.
Andrei Pavlik has, played very well for you.
Yeah.
Is there a scenario where you could play him all 15 down the rest of the road, or will you have to rest him?
Well, that's a good question. I wouldn't say never, but we need to win. Let's put it that way. And we'll do what we need to do to win games. And that's what we'll do now. That'll take precedent over anything.
How close is Stewart to coming back?
He's day-to-day, but I'm not sure where that lies. It's not... a little down the horizon. I don't know what that means either, because we're just trying to sort through this stuff.
Hainsey said this morning that he's going to play tonight. Did he come to you and say, I'm ready to go? Or how does that work with a veteran guy like that who's nicked up?
You can't let the player dictate when he plays, because some guys would play at 30% and would not help the team. So you have to do what's best in the best judgment of the team and the player. In a situation like Ronnie, you know, Ronnie knows himself, and depending on the injury, you would make that assessment with him, and you always get input from them, and then you go from there. You know, he wants to play and wants to help out, and I think he's ready to go.
Did you look at the tape from the last time that you were here, or that February 21st, is that kind of two different teams that you're looking at almost?
Yeah. I didn't look at it in anticipation of playing these guys tonight. No, that was hard to judge from that game. That was a funny game. I didn't think we played. It was a strange game. We ended up winning that game, but I didn't think that we played that great, but we won it, you know.
You're going to expect a desperate hockey club tonight?
Both teams will be desperate. I don't know what that means as far as how the game will go, but both teams will be desperate, and it'll play itself out. It always does. There's going to be ups and downs in the games, and there's going to be some momentum shifts and some ebb and flow, and likely there'll be some penalties that dictate different things. So you got to see how it goes, and then who's going, who's not, and who's playing well. And you'd like to sit and think that your 20 players are going to bring their A game, but just because you want it doesn't mean it shows up. Well, we know they'll be rested, and sometimes, you know, they'll be in the same boat. They're not sure what they're going to get either. Is that good or is that not good or what? You know, like, sometimes you get in a rhythm of playing and you just continue playing, you know. They should have some energy, let's put it that way. They're at home and they know the implications, and if nothing else, they're playing our team, which is standing either in the way or is, you know, one of the bumps in the road that they got to get by. So there's enough fuel for everybody.